The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Death and Awakening. November 15, 2004, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding the state of the dead. Thus says the Lord. All people sleep in death, both those who have done good and those who have done evil. In no way are they among the living, nor are they aware. They know nothing at all. For all their thoughts have perished with them. All remain at rest, until the day I call them to awake. Some to the first, the resurrection of life, and many more to the second, the resurrection of judgment. Blessed and holy are those who take part in the first resurrection. For over them the second death has no power. As it is written, you have heard it said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. This saying is true. For all those who die in Messiah will indeed look upon him at the last day, yet it will be to them as the blink of an eye. For the dead know not the passage of time, nor do they know they have fallen asleep. Thus there is indeed life after death, yet during death there is most certainly not. For I tell you the truth. If there is life during death, as it is commonly taught amongst the people, then none truly die. And if all have the victory over death, then all are like the Messiah, thereby making the new covenant useless, and the resurrection of no effect. This teaching is false, denying both the sacrifice of the Messiah and the Word of God. For if none truly die, then the Messiah is no longer the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. And if he is not the first to be freed from death and the grave, then the Messiah did not die. And if the Messiah did not die, then the power of sin has the victory, and the grave has become your final resting place, leaving you with no hope of salvation. Yet the scriptures do not lie. The wages of sin is death. From the beginning, I declared it. And yet the churches continue to stand divided against themselves, corrupting my word as they fall in line with Satan, deceiving and being deceived, preaching, you will not surely die, teaching that which runs contrary to the scriptures. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, O foolish and deceived generation. If as you say, there is no death, and all continue on as living spirits, whether it be in heaven or in hell or in some other place, then you also say, there is no God and no Savior, who was sent to save you from the penalty of sin, which is death. Where then does that leave you? You are lost. A people without hope, multitudes of deceived people, waiting for their own inevitable destruction. A creation wrought in vain. Yet the Messiah did indeed pay the penalty for your sins, even unto death. He is risen, the firstborn from the dead, by which you are also delivered from death. If you so choose to receive of his life, if you so choose to embrace him, as he truly is. For he alone will stretch out his hand, in that day, and lift his beloved from the grave, in which all must sleep, save those who remain awake, at his coming. As it is written, and behold, the time is indeed coming, when all who are in the grave will hear his voice, and come out. Those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, to the resurrection of judgment. I am the Lord.